It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for us to have some fun here on KETR and talk about hunting and fishing. Now, the little sunshine we had over the weekend and all the water coming in the lakes has put the fish in high gear, especially up at Lake Texoma that I'm aware of. Now, Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service, been our guest many times in the past 3 or 4 years, but Larry's with us, and Larry emailed me a picture of three stripers, and actually they should have appeared in the Greenville Herald banner, that picture, and about 29 other papers across the state this week, beginning Wednesday through tomorrow, which is Sunday. But awesome, awesome size stripers, 20 pounds plus. Larry, thanks for being with us, man.
Hey, I'm glad to be here today.
You know, those pictures got me fired up. I'm trying to get scheduled in a time to get up there and fish with you. There was a time when you go out, a guide or anybody at Lake Texoma, and come back with three stripers around 20 pounds was unheard of. But Texoma has come full circle as a trophy lake, in my opinion, you know?
It has, Luke, and I have. We had two trips that day, and we caught big fish. You've seen one picture of one group, and had another group had the same thing. And so, I mean, you know, it's not unusual right now to come down and catch a trophy stripper. I mean, you know, it's pretty awesome.
It's a fun pretty fishing awesome. Trip. And I'd like you, Larry, to give our listeners a little information, a tip, if you will. Now, these, you know, Texoma's known for live bait fishing. Stripers eat shad, period. But right now, y'all are catching these big fish on sassy shad, aren't you?
Yes, we are, Luke. And as you know, we've talked several times. I mean, most of the big fish we catch do come off of artificial bait. And sassy shad, you know, running a 5-inch sassy with about an ounce and a half, 2-ounce jig. And we always dip that tail in a little spiket, which you've been with me. You know all that. And it's just so productive for the big fish. And you know, I had a report. We didn't do any bait fishing this week, but I did have a report. They were catching some fish on bait. So, you know, a little bit of sunshine when you hadn't had any in a long time and you know, near 70-degree temperatures is really going to make a difference. And it couldn't happen at a better time right here with our spring break, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls from that, and I think we're going to have a lot of happy people.
Yeah. Well, are the stripers, are they actively feeding? In other words, are the schools of stripers on the move a lot now, or are you kind of catching them stationary, Larry?
No, they're moving. They're moving and feeding just pretty heavy right at the moment.
So you got to stay on the move, and I have fished with you and Dave up there, and he's got a built-in sense of knowing where those fish are going and getting.
He's got a built-in radar.
He somehow does. I fish with as a rider, an old outdoor rider for the past 26 years. I fished with, I don't know, Larry. Honestly, maybe 300 guides and did stories with them and whatnot. I can count on my hand 4 or 5 of them that have the built-in uncanny ability to think like a fish, and Dave is one of them. I'll say that. I mean,
yes, he is. I don't know. He's the best I've ever seen, and I've had several good ones work for me, and I thought I was pretty good. You know, back when I really used to get out there and hustle, I couldn't catch these fish. But I didn't fish like he does.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of it, Luke. I mean, it's and I've talked to Dave a lot about this. I mean, he's got a technique, and he don't go out there just, you know, hoping that he catches a big fish. He goes out there thinking he's going to catch one because it's the technique that he uses to catch them. I mean, like that. It's not a fluke when he catches one.
No, it's planned. You know, Larry, folks, our guest is guide Larry Sparks up at Texoma, and we're talking about striper fishing at Texoma today. But it reminds me, going back in my outdoor riding career, which equals outdoor fishing and hunting. That's what I do, you know. But going back, I have a tough time coming with the exact year, but I'm going to say 18 years ago, something kind of early in my riding career, I fished with a gentleman up there, Dudley Cravens, Mr. Cravens, that owned Henderson Camp up there. He and his wife, his wife was Maxine, but it's been years since I've been with him, and I'm sure Mr. Cravens is probably not fishing anymore. But maybe he is. I hope he is, but he was up in age, you know, back then.
Yes, sir.
And he used, we fished in an area called Williford Woods, and I went up there about three winters with him, and we were throwing sassy shad. Now, that's been about 18 years ago, and he, of course, he knew an area there, the Williford Woods, Larry, I believe was the name of it, the place where we fished. But he was tapping into it, and people used to kid him. You know, that's back when it was all live bait fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we would catch some, back then, 6-10-pound stripers, which were big for that era.
Right.
You know, now, an 18-to-22-pounder is not at all unheard of and kind of getting to be common if you know what you're doing, right?
Right, and it is. It's a lot of knowing what, you know, what and how. And like I said a while ago, it's not a fluke. You know, he had we used 6,500 C3 Ambassador reels, which I think is the best on the market. And he had a reel jerk plumb off of the rod. I mean, busted the little plate that, you know, that holds to the rod, busted it plumb off. I mean, he said they seen it roll, they kept it on, they just never could get it in the boat. He said it was a haul. So, I mean, you know, that's maybe the big one did get away, but, you know, we wasn't crying about it, but we kind of laugh and go on. But, you know, the lake gave us some nice fish, so, you know, we're proud of what we got.
You bet. Well, Larry, has the lake come up some in elevation, I would think?
It has, yep. Luke. It hadn't really, you know, and we haven't had a lot of rain. We just had some showers and what little moisture's been in the snow. And, mm-hmm. and but it is up. I mean, to a degree, I mean, it's not where we'd like it to be, but I mean, as far as fishing, we're great. And right now, starting off this spring, we're going to be good. You know, only thing to worry about is I just hope we get, you know, get more rain as it gets hotter, because that's when they, you know, start kind of draining us down a little bit. That's not good.
Yep, that's true. Well, Larry, I appreciate the Texoma update. It's been about a month since we've had you on here on KETR, but gosh, it's fishing is good. It'd be a good time to come and catch them. Folks, we're going to post Sparky's Guide Service at his website here. And remember, you can always go to KETR.org. That's our station website. And local programs, Outdoors with Luke, click on there, and these shows are archived for a long, long time. I mean, you can go back years and listen to. You could probably find previous shows that Larry's been with us on, Larry Sparks. So just remember you can do that. Larry, do you have a number that people that might want more information on Texoma?
Luke, they can call me at 580-916-2293.
Well, Larry, thank you, buddy, and we're going to get you back. Hope this good fishing holds up there at Texoma.
Yeah, I bet it does, Luke.
Folks, I think we have time in today's show for me to share a recipe. Carne guisada is one of my favorite dishes. It's easy to cook. It's a really a thick Mexican soup or stew, if you will. A lot of meat in it. There's no exact amount of these ingredients, but basically I just cooked a big old skillet full about 2 days ago. I used some thickly cut pork chops from a wild hog. You can use venison. You can use venison steaks, you know, beef, whatever you have. But, of course, you can imagine I have a lot of game meat. So I used the pork chops from the wild hog, about 10 of them. So I had quite a bit. I simply started, browned them in a big cast iron skillet. I put a little olive oil in there, and then I browned the pork chops, turned them around and moved them around so they'd all brown. At that time, now these are bone in. I think leaving that bone in there adds a lot of flavor. So after you have them browned, go ahead and add a yellow onion chopped up. I cut up two carrots, diced them up, put them in at that time. I put in three chili peppers. I used the Anaheim. I like to get the Hatch peppers in the summer, but they're not really available. So I used the Anaheim, three of them, seeded, and then just chopped the pepper up and put it in. Now, you could use also jalapeno if that's if you like it. If you do use jalapeno, just be real careful and take the seeds out. You can get it a little bit too hot with jalapenos if you're not careful. So that's kind of the basics. Put some salt in there. Cumin, you have to have cumin. I put probably in this big skillet of guisado, I probably had three heaping tablespoons of cumin. And at that point, after you get it all in there, bring it up to temperature, you know, put a large can of chopped tomatoes. Now, this could be frozen tomatoes, whatever type tomatoes you have. If it's in season and you have some fresh tomatoes, that's even better. So you have everything in the skillet. You put a lid on there and you cut it real low and you let it cook for about 45 minutes, just at a low simmer. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.